It can vary, yes.
Uh-huh. So there is potential programs out there and lenders that offer a way for you to get in with no money down, maybe VA.
That is correct, where the buyer will get money back.
Okay, yes. And we also have grant programs that they can do that. So a lot of buyers think it always costs a whole lot of money to buy a house, and it very well can, but it can also be very affordable and sometimes a little cheaper. And like I said, I know you get to see it. So would you say most of the time, though, they're bringing money, to the closing?
Yes.
Okay. So awesome. All right. Well, where do we go from there? Do we have any more pages on this?
Yep. After going over their credits, then, of course, then we'll go to where I would ask if they had any questions in regards to any of those fees. And then the buyer would sign off on it. But on the very first page of their closing disclosure is going to be all the details. That is something a little new, which shows their loan terms, their payments, and then it'll the cost of their
all the mortgage cost.
Yes, so
all
the would cost follow through. So that also shows on the cash to close would move forward to the first page.
Awesome. Okay, can they just bring you cash? If they have to bring $10,000, can they just bring you in a bag full of cash, or how does that work?
No, sir. Yes, it would either have to be in a form of a cashier's check or wire.
Or a wire. Okay.
Anything under $1,500, we can take a personal check.
Good to know. So, awesome. Well, I appreciate it very much. I'm going to turn it back over to Scott. He says he's good to go, and we're going to let him wrap it up.
Thank you. Okay, yes, and thank you for having us.
Well, we better get some open houses in here, though, real quick.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. We have, I guess, three going on this weekend, or this Sunday from 2 to 4. The first one's going to be at 5241 Westway Drive. The price is now $239.9. It's Brighton Open, one-level Bentwood Country Club townhome with soaring ceilings and crown molding throughout, built-in shelving and living area, beautifully trimmed fireplace with gas logs, plantation shutters, recessed lighting, closets with automatic lights, and the wall of windows in the game room or second living area ensure abundance of natural light. Okay. So
we just put plantation shutters in our house. They are not cheap.
No, those plantation shutters can run, depend on the size of your house. Most of them are going to start probably around $4,000 to $5,000 for a house.
You know, depending on the size too, because ours were double right. That. But I'm going to just tell you that this, I don't know if it hadn't sold, because this house is a neat, neat house. Jim Mitchell custom built this house for a doctor, and well, now it's priced almost too cheap, I think.
Right, yeah. We've dropped it, what, $10,000 since we started listing it?
A neat, neat house. And a cul-de-sac, too, so you don't have the traffic flow. Okay. Folks, come look at this one. It's empty, so you can move right in. Neat, neat house.
Awesome. Yep. Next up, we have 3710 Southland. It is $189.5. It's a very affordable home over there. It's big three bedrooms, so it's not like 10 by 10 bedrooms over there. The two-bath home features over 1,900 square feet of living. It's very well maintained. The master's layout is a Jack and Jill design, and then the back porch is shaded with huge trees. I definitely want to look at this one this weekend. It's super nice.
Well, and the backyard's neat. It's kind of tiered. So it's kind of like a little paradise back there, kind of relax and kind of get away from the hustle and bustle of, you know, everyday life and enjoy yourself and relax.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So definitely come by these two. And then our last one, it's our newest listing. It's at 2914 Canyon Creek. I got a chance to preview it yesterday or the day before. It's a three-bed, two-bath, two-living area, two-dining area. It's in Southland. Super, super neat place. The roof was recently replaced as well as the heating and air and then the hot water heater and the fence. So there's not really much to do here. This one's definitely going to probably sell pretty quick.
Well, and what they did, you know, I used to own this house.
Oh, wow.
Lived there for a little bit. Yeah, they took in part of the garage because that has a huge master closet. That's why they added the two-car carport in the back.
Cool.
So you actually have a three-car parking area, huge cool. master the reason they had it is lady realtor we both owned it before I did. That's why they had to have that huge master. So ladies, if you want a big closet, this house has it. It's neat, neat, neat. It's just it's a nice little house, a great floor plan.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, so those three are 5241 Westway Drive, 3710 Southland, and 2914 Canyon Creek. Hope y'all can come out and see us. Hopefully we'll have some good weather. We definitely love the rain, but we're hoping to get some good weather for the open houses.
We are. I want to talk just a little bit about our military program, too, which we do help the military. But in our 38 Special, Jeremy was out of town. He didn't get to see it, but 38 Special did do a great job. They ended up great. We had an opportunity to have several of our military friends come join us. And it worked out really, really well. And I think they enjoyed it. We certainly enjoyed it. But we do want to tell you, for our military folks, I know you've used this program for several, because you had a lot of your military friends there, I know for a fact.
Right. Yes, absolutely. So the military program, whether you're buying or selling, we give a great rebate back to y'all if you're a military listening. That varies. I'll let Scott go over the details a little bit, but you can get a whole lot of money back and save you a lot of money because we really do appreciate all you do for us, and we want to help you all out too.
It's not a appreciation. Just come talk to us about it. You know, it's easier to show. You know, I'm a visual person, but the coolest thing I kind of liked about this is the response we got back. That people Facebook's just bad. I don't even know how to do it, to be honest with you. They have to show me, but it's kind of neat to see people smiling and excited. Right. And
yeah, my clients loved it. I got a lot of texts thanking me for the tickets, thanking you for the tickets. And, I mean, it was just a fun time. It was a way to kind of just give back to our military and let them know we appreciate all they do and let them get out and have a little fun.
Kind of what's going on. But we got to end up. But I want you to kind of tell, you got some projects coming up. I know you got, you know, good friend of yours. It's a heck of a good builder. He just did the garage for me and turned out beautiful.
Right.
But the houses, because he does a little twist that a lot of other builders don't do.
So it's a little different. It's a little more rustic. You get solid wood doors, a lot of wood trim, wood ceiling feature. And he just makes sure the layout's right. He doesn't waste a lot of space, a lot of openness. He's going to be building two over in K&A area, which are on 5-acre tracks. And then we have a couple on Champion Circle. And then a new subdivision that's coming up in Holscher Farms. He'll be building a couple of homes over there. So you're definitely going to want to see this guy's work. It's not your typical cookie cutter, what I call, and he just puts some twist on it and makes them really awesome.
So I know, haven't looked at it because it's been pouring down rain this last week, but I was told the pad is one pad is up at K&A, and I know he's got two lots that he's got under contract at Champions.
Correct.
Because I saw two. Well, one of the plans for sure. And you showed me one,
yeah,
and then I saw the other, just the front of it, and the other one. But the plan, I hadn't seen anything like it. It's really unique. The high vaulted ceilings. So, folks, when you walk in, even if it's, 2,000 square feet, it makes it look like it's 4,000 square feet.
Right. It definitely adds to the overall feel of the home. It doesn't. You can take a 2,000 square foot home and make it feel just gigantic. So,
and big closets.
Yes, all of them have big closets. They know that's important. A lot of builders, in my opinion, they don't put a big closets in the kids' bedrooms or guest bedrooms, and so all of these closets are going to be nice size, where everybody's comfortable and plenty of storage, but again, not wasting any space and making it feel just really big.
And what I liked about you working with him, and I picked out a plan I really liked at K&A, and I really do like the plan, and y'all came in, and I'm going to tell you what is good about a good builder and a good realtor helping you too, and I've been doing this a long time, and Will and Zane came in and said, "Scott, I like your plan you like for K&A, but it's not going to work." And I kind of, "What do you mean it's not going to work?" They said, "What's the best thing about out of K&A?" I said, "Well, the beautiful view of the city." And they go, "What do you not have on the back of this house?" And I went, "Oh, my God. Guys, you're right. There's no big porch on this plan." Yep. And so we trashed the plan. And they came up with a better plan that actually has a beautiful big back porch out there.
And lots of windows.
So we actually, hey, I'm getting the signal. We're out of time. Hey, Will, thanks for helping out. She did a great job on the title work. Folks, catch us next Sunday. We appreciate you listening in.
Thanks.